You and the Avodah Zarah both owned this wall. It was like a thick wall. Trashi shoyachatzi mokim hakoyso shel Avodah Zarah. Half of the place belonged to the Avodah Zarah, and half of it belonged to you. In other words, the wall itself was, let's say, 2 feet thick, the wall itself. Now the whole wall fell down. And the mokim of these 2 feet, you owned the meshutfis. Half of it belonged to you, and half of it belonged to the Avodah Zarah. Because the size, 1 foot here is your property, and the other foot is Avodah Zarah. So now when this wall falls down, you want to build up the wall again. We said before, you have to move in Dal Damas. Now where do you have to move Dal Damas from? From where the wall ended? Or no, this first foot, since this first foot belonged to you, is in your property, all you have to move in now is another 3 amas from it. Hey, it's this first amma, hey, the wall itself was 2 amas thick. So the first amma belonged to Avodah Zarah, but the second amma belonged to you. So when you move in now, all you have to move just another 3 amas inside. Hey, so you shalev shal Avodah Zarah, the mokum belonged to you and Avodah Zarah. Need the machta machta. It's half and half. The drashi need the machta machta. Ha machta shalev, the half that belongs to you, necheves b'yab amas, shal kenisa. It's included in the dollar amma that you have to move in. The Rabbana will mark you go away 4 amas. The whole 4 amas should be in your property. So here that this first amma belongs to you, that's included in the 4 amas you walk in, you're coming in. Now, Avonov, the Eitz of the Yaforov, the wall that was belonged to a half belonged to Avodah Zarah, since Avonov, the stones there, and the wood of it, and the Yaforov, the cement of it, Yishna Matam Kisheris. The Brisa says, from the size this wall had a din Avodah Zarah on it, and now that it was knocked down, it has a tumas sheretz on it. So who this Nakasha on was supposed to did not have a kiva shita. This is a Tanakama. That all the Avodah Zarah only has a tumas sheretz. Yeah, you're right. It'll be the same thing when standing, right? It's just saying even though it falls down, now it still has a tumor on it. Shenema, the person says, shakas te shakzenu. It says, by Avodah Zarah, shakas te shakzenu. Like knock it down, chop it down, the Avodah Zarah. Even after you chop it down, still it has a din like a sheretz, that if you touch it, it's the time you tumas erev. So drash sheketz the shaktenu, loshen sheketz kesheretz. Shein the matama b'masa. The nafkamina is it has no tumas masa. A sheretz, if you touch the sheretz, it's matama you. Let's say you don't touch the sheretz directly. The sheretz is in a plate, and you pick up the plate, it's not matama you. There's no tumas masa by sheretz. So Tanakama learns Avodah Zarah the same thing. Avodah Zarah only has a tum if you touch the Avodah Zarah. If you don't touch it directly, no, you're picking it up with a mechitzah in between, you have no tumah. Rabbi Kiva Weimer, Kiva says no, Kenida. Avodah Zarah has the same type of a tum like a nida has. Shenema, like the Mishnah says, Tizram kumay dovam. The Apostle says in Shayo that you should destroy the Avodah Zarah kumay dovam like a nida. Ma nida, just like nida. Mitama b'masom, if you pick up a nida, even though you're not touching her, there's a mechitza between you and her. But she's up because of you, it's mitama you, afa v'yidazar mitama b'masom. That's what the Kiva shita. Trashi nida mitama b'masom. Odom ha'noises, somebody that carries her. The ishkish l'zav, that nida is doimit to a zav. V'yadove v'nidoso v'yazove zoivit. It says, hilchus tumas nida, next to tumas zav. The Zav, now Zav, that's a man that has a Zav coming out of him, is Matama B'masa. Tirseh v'chol ha'nageya, v'chol ha'sheyia tachtov. If you touch anything that was underneath the Zav, yitma derim. V'hanoisoysom, if you pick them up, af hazob mashmoysom. Mash, even if you pick up the Zav himself, you also have a tumas masli. So by Zav it says, klo, if you pick up the Zav, you're tummy. And the Pasuk says, neither next to Zav, so neither also has a tumas masli. And Rabbi Kiva says, who are the Avodah Zarah, a kopon and midirabonin, has a tumas masli. You pick up the Avodah Zarah, even though you're not touching it directly, still it's tummy. So it's a masli, Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva, what tumas does Avodah Zarah have? Only a tumas like a sheretz, only if you touch it? Or else, no, it's like a nida, even though you don't touch it, Abi, it's up because of you, you're holding it up, it's metamiyu. Omar Rabba. So Rabba, Tizram the Yom Akro, when the Pasuk says that the Avodah Zarah should be Tizram, means Nachrinim Inof Kizar, means make it strange to you like a stranger. Say Toimeloi, like tell it go away. He Kones Al Toimeloi, but don't tell it to come into you. And that's the way Lashon the Pasuk. Tizram means Lashon, get rid of Avodah Zarah, don't go near it. The Yom Rabba, the Master Rabba learns like this, the Machloek, Tzunatana Kam and Rabbi Kiva. The Master, the Kuliyamole, Pligid the Metama. His rabbi learns, no, even the Rabbonim, the Tanakhama, also are Moida, that Avodah Zorah has a Tumas Masai. If the Avodah Zorah is up because of you, even though there are a few sheets between you and the Avodah Zorah, you're not touching it directly, but you're holding it up, it's also Matama you. Why? To Iskishta Nida. But that's the Pasuk in the Shayo, Tizrum to Moidovim, that Avodah Zorah is like a Nida. Avodah, what's the Machlokes Tanakhama that they say only Lashon Shekets, like Sheretz? And the Bekiva says Lashon Nidah. What's the machlokes? And if the most murdered has a tumas masor, so what's the machlokes? So the Gemara keep pligi b'yevin masama. The machlokes is how chomer is this tumas masor? Nidah has a luchon of a tumas called evin masama. Even though it's a very heavy evin, a very heavy stone. A loch is like this. Let's say you have a stone mamish holds up by pegs. It's on top of you say this. So the stone is picked up, a heavy stone, by pegs are holding it up. Now underneath the stone you put a kli. Now the stone itself is not touching the kli. There's like ava, the stone is hanging in the air, and you're putting kli underneath it. Now the zav, or the nida, sits on top of the stone. So the zav nida sits on top of the stone itself is tamif shita, because the stone is like picking up the nida. What about the kelim underneath? Really the kelim underneath are not picking up the nida. Because there's even air, there's avri in between. There's a chiddush ever metama by nidah tummy. Anything that's underneath the nidah, even though the kelim are not holding up the nidah, it's also tummy. This is the chumrah by nidah. So the Tanakhama holds Avodah Zorah doesn't have this chumrah. Avodah Zorah, this punt of ever metama, strong stone, is named to a sheretz. And you have a kiva sava no kenida. Ma nidah metama be ever metama. Nidah has this chiddush. It has this tumah, even though it's never mesama, it's not mamish holding up the nidah. The kelim are underneath the stone. Still, the kelim are also tumah. Isaf avodah zarah matama b'yevim mesama. That's the way Rabbi learns the machlokes. It's only a machlokes if it has a tumah ever mesama by avodah zarah. Let's see Rashi. B'yevim mesama, even a stone sheshemu agabi yisaidis. You put the stone on top of pegs. The kelim tachter. And now you have kelim dishes underneath this heavy stone. Could a save a hoise evin choda v'samto alfum gubam? Yeah. The nido oizav yoshimaleh. And you have now a nido oizav sitting on top of the stone. Izav al pish lehech vidu ala kelim. Even though the nido, her weight, does not go on top of the kelim, because the stone is stopping it from going down. Like there are pegs holding, or you say this, holding up the stone. So the stone is never machmir, doesn't have its weight resting on the kelim. Still, mitamim ha-kelim. Still, the kelim here are tamim. That's the chiddush. The chiddush, it says the chiddush by nidah, kol ha-shayir tachtav. Anything that's underneath them. Machmir, not that the pshat underneath, the kelim has to be holding up the nidah. The weight of the nidah is on the kelim, even though the weight of the nidah is not on the kelim. The weight of the nidah is only on top of the stone. And the pegs are holding up the stone. But without these kelim are called yeh tachtav, are underneath the nidah, this kelim are makabel tumah. That's a new chiddush by nidah. So the kibbu learns Avodah Zorah has this chiddush also. That's pshat the pasuk in the shayo. Tizrim k'maydovah that Avodah Zorah even has a tumah is ever mesamim. If you have Avodah Zorah on top of the stone, and the stone is held up by pegs, and underneath the stone you have kelim, you have kibbu, those kelim are also tumah. Or if Rabbon and Sarvi named kisheretz, that's pshat the pasuk says in Dvorim, shak is k'shak senu. That the pasuk says Avodah Zorah is in like sheretz. That what ma sheretz? Just like a regular sheretz, has no tumas mas altogether. A sheretz is only tum if you touch the sheretz. You have to touch the dead sheretz. If you don't touch it, stam, you're holding it up with a mechitza, it's not matam you at all. Who adin avoid the zora does not have the tum ever mesamam. As even though according to Rabbah, the Rabbon and Amoida, that avoid the zora has a tumas masui, but it's only masui where mamash the weight is held up because of you. The weight is leaning on you. That's a tumas masim. But here by Yevim Mesama, the weight of the nidah, or the weight of the Avodah Zorah, is not upon the kelim. The weight is only upon the stone. And the kelim are underneath the stone. It has no tumas masim. That's the Rabbon and Shita. As the Rabbon Mamoyah to both rushes like, Avodah Zorah in one put is Zayma to nidah that has a tumas masim, but only a real masim if the weight is mamish on top of the kelim. Mashenkein, the Pasuk says, Avodah Zorah Zayma to sheretz, means it doesn't have tumas ever mesama. Only Rabbi Kiva's mamash avodah zorah is kamat legamri like a nida. It even has a tumas ever mesama. How come the Pasuk says, Shakas Tishaksenu? Is why does the Pasuk call an avoid the Zorah like Sheretz? It has nothing to do with Sheretz at all. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's like 100% like an Ida. And the Gemara, Limisham Sheho. It means the Mishamoshim of the avoid the Zorah. Hey, the true, the avoid the Zorah itself, the Getshka, something you never, you worship, that has Tumah like an Ida. What about the Shamoshim, the spoons you use, or the shovels you use, or all the kelim used for the avoid the Zorah, even though it's also wasa banob, but it doesn't have a tumah. That's the miyad. That shamoshim only have tumah like a sheretz. Only if you touch the shamoshim. What has tumah smasi? Only the avoid the Zorah itself. So grashli shamoshim she'ein ha'kelim ha'mishamshim mitamin loy b'masa loy b'yevim mitamah. It's the shamoshim, the kelim that are used to serve the avoid the Zorah, it has a tumah like a sheretz. If you touch it directly, you're tamer. But if you just lift it up, even though the weight of the kelim is upon you, it's not mitam you b'masli, and it was not the other mitzvah. Such a b'kivu shittim that the avoid zara itself is mamish doim to nida. Just the shamoshim of the avoid zara, that's doim to a sheretz. This is the way Rabba learns the machlokes of b'kivu and Tanakama. For the Gemara, the Rabbanon, the ma'hilchos ishkes to nida. According to Rabbanon, why is it doim to nida? Poshid l'masli. Because at Rabbi's Pshat, even the Rabbonim Amoy, the Avoy Dezorah, has a Tumas Masli. It's only, it doesn't have a Tumas, it's Evim Masama. For the Gemara, V'luk Sherachmonel and Nevela, of Zay Shver, according to the Rabbonim, that Avoy Dezorah has a Tumas Masli, just doesn't have a Tumas, Evim Masama, why does the Yishayot say, is Doima to Nida? It should have said better, is Doima to Nevela. Because Nevela has a Tumas Masli, if you lift up a Nevela, even though you're not touching it, your tummy, but has the tumas ever mesama? It's only if the weight of the nevela is upon you. So the pasuk should have been more makash by the zorah to nevela. Zvamish doima. So the marei nochanami, you take it right. Yishayo should have said by the zorah doima to nevela. Elo, why does the Yishayo say that by the zorah is doima to a nida? It's not legamri the nida. It doesn't have tumas ever mesama. It only has tumas masli for another locha. On elo ma nida. And Lehorim, let's say you have it's Rash En Lehorim means in Nechtach Eivimenu. Some Rachmonis cuts off an Eiv, cuts off a leg of an Ida. Is Ena Matam of Masa? It doesn't have Tumas Masa. In Nechtach Eivimenu, no. Okay, Matam of Masa Boilaha Mishum Teres Eivimenachai. It has Tumas Eivimenachai on it. That's true. Avolai Mishum Teres Eivimenanida, but it has no Tumas Nida. His Tumas Nida was only given to a whole Isha. An Isha has Tumas Nida. If Rachmanis should pull off a leg has no Tumas Nida to it. But Nafkamino, that's Nafkamino. If you pull off the leg, it has a Tumas Eva Menachai. So I'll say Eva Menachai, it has a Tumas Masay on it. But it wouldn't have a Tumas Eva Mesama. Eva Mesama is only Tumay Machmas is Din of a Nida, Tumas Nida. And Lehorim has no Tumas Nida. So that's why the Torah, the Yishayil said, Avoy de Zoro, his name was Tanida. Ma Nida in Lehorim, Af Avoy de Zoro in Lehorim. You know, if you have an Avoy de Zoro and you chop it into pieces, the pieces of the Avoy de Zoro does not have Tumas Masa to it. Trash Yaf Avoy de Zoro in Lehorim. A grain of Avoy de Zoro shall chuyas. Made out of pieces that you put them together. Aver, Aver, Mimenu, each piece by itself, Ein Nematama Klal, Mishum Avoy de Zoro. It has no Tum at all, Mishum Avoy de Zoro. That's Pshat in the Rabbonin. But the Rabbonin said, that's why Yishayo said, Avoy de Zoro is Doima to Nida, just like Nida has no Tumas Leivorim, who are then Avoy de Zoro Leivorim, the pieces of it by itself, has no Tumma. It only has Tumma when the Avoy de Zoro is made together. The Mora Bozoi Shver, Fielaho, the boy Rab Chama Bagruya. He clarified for Shiloh, Avoy de Zoro, Yeshna Leivorim, Ayen Leivorim. Hey, Rab Chama clarified for Shiloh. Does Avoy de Zoro have Tumma, even though you make it into pieces? You separated each piece by itself. Does each piece by itself have a tumor or not? Is the Kurativ should lay mehod le rabbonin any leivorim? Be patient. We say now, Pshat rabbonin say that's why it's doima to nida that Avoy de Zorah does not have a tumor leivorim. And the Gemara, Rav Chama bar Guria aliva the Rabbi Kiva boy law. Rav Chama bar Guria made this shaila according to Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva says Avoy de Zorah is doima to nida le gamri. That's mamish matama b'yevim mesama. So we don't have to say the reason why it's doima to nida that it's not matam aleivorim. Maybe Avoy de Zorah is more chum than nida in this pun. Avoy de Zorah is yeh matam aleivorim. And why the Torah say though Avoy de Zorah is doima to nida? To tell me the chumris. To tell me that it even has a tumas ever mesama, but not lekulis. And we only said according to the Rabbanan that the Torah says the nida for kula. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it's only l'chumris. So therefore, Rabbi Gurya has a shiloh. According to Rabbi Kiva, what's going to be if you have an avodah zarah made into pieces now? Is each piece by itself matama or not? Is it matamale avorim or not? A little Kiva boiler. So Adkan, this is Rabbi Shita. Now we'll know the shiloh. Rabbi Lezer Lamano. Rabbi Lezer is saying, Vaita, what's the machloikis to Rabbon and Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Lezer Waima, V'yevin misama de kuliyamale pligid le matama. He learns no. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, that says the Avodah Zorah, Mamash has Tumas Nidah, but not so far for Yevim Misama. Avodah Zorah is not Mitama of Yevim Misama. According to everybody, Halt Rebbe Lezer, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Obviously, what's the Machloikis? Ki Pligi B'Masah, it's a Posh of the Machloikis, as Avodah Zorah have a Posh of Tumas Maslim. Rabbi Kiva saw the Kanida. Yes, Yishayel said, Tizruam Kimoy Dova, Avodah Zorah is like a Nida. Ma Nida Matama Masah, just like if you have the weight of a Nida on top of you, the Nida is Matama you. Who are then, if you have the weight of the Avodah Zorah Mamash on top of you, that's Matama you. Af Avodah Zorah Matama B'Masah, but only Masah Mamash, where the weight is on top of you. If the weight is not on top of you, you have no Tumas or Evin Misama. Rabbon and Savri, I'll tell you Kesheretz. Rabbon and say no, Avoy Dezorah's Mamash Kesheretz. Ma Sheretz. Loi Matama B'Maso, just like Sheretz. Have the Tumas Masri. It's only Tum if you touch the Sheretz directly. But Stam, if the weight of the Sheretz is on top of you, the Sheretz is not Matama you with Tumas Masri. Is Af Avoy Dezorah, Loi Matama B'Maso. How to Rabbon and Avoy Dezorah is the same thing. Even though the weight of the Avoy Dezorah is on top of you, but if you're not touching it, you have the Tumas Masri. That's how the blazer, that's the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbon. He's not like Rabba. Rabba learned the machloikis because everybody holds that Tumas Masri. The machloikis was ever Mesama. The blazer is saying no. Everybody holds Avoy Dezorah does not have the chumra of Nida Mamish be ever Mesama. It's only machloikis if they have the portion of Tumas Masri. So the Mara Bazoi, for Rabbi Kiva, Lomai Hilchus so Ishkish Lesheretz. According to Rabbi Kiva, why does the Pesach say it's Vema Tesheretz? L'misham Sher, that's the same terrace. That the mishamoshim of the Avodah Zorah, the kalim that are used to serve the Avodah Zorah, that has no tumas masri, that only has a tumas sheretz if you touch it mamish. For the more of Rabbanon Rebbezorah, my hilchos ishkis to nida, according to this chat, Rabbanon say Avodah Zorah is mamish a tumas sheretz, only if you touch it mamish. If you're not touching it, it was just on top of you, it has no tumas masri. So why does the pasuk say Avodah Zorah do me the nida, it has no tumas nida at all? The more azoy, man nida in liyavorin, just a nida, piece of a nida, a leg of a nida, has no tumas nida, there's no tumas liyavorin. It's only tum if you have the whole isha, the only blagamri, is afa by the zor in liyavorin. And even the but it has a kula now, nida is not the Yevorim, here also, it's not the Yevorim. Shad Gemara of Rabbi Kiva,